Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Fans and the Pros. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister. Hour number two, one is in the book, coming up at 5:20. We're going to speak with Michael Lombardi, an Odyssey insider, former administrator, coach, personnel, scout, done a little bit of everything with the Patriots, Browns, Raiders, and Eagles. So we'll kind of talk to him about what's happening with this weekend's NFL playoffs. Also, want to get back to the talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Got a text I'm going to ask you about in a minute. But first, let's get to Frank on the lakefront. Frank, welcome to the show. What's your question?
Lakefront, I'm calling about how long we're going to work with Taysom as to make him a quarterback, and also take how long we're going to keep Winston. Tampa Bay kept him 5 years. How long are we going to work with him on the 5 years to keep him, trying to make him a quarterback?
Well, I don't know if you're going to make any one of them a quarterback. I think they all both the quarterbacks already. Now, it may, you know, you may be mean in your system to where they can play at the level that you want them to play, or at the level that they expect them to play. But, you know, they're both already quarterbacks. And for Jameis Winston, Jameis Winston is a free agent. So, you know.
Taysom came from Green Bay as a what?
He was a quarterback.
Did he play at Green Bay as a quarterback?
Yeah, he was a quarterback at Green Bay. He was a quarterback at BYU.
He was on the bench as a quarterback.
He was a quarterback, whether you were starting or he was a free agent, and he was signed to Green Bay. He was a quarterback.
Was he injured any time before then? Why did he come in at 26 years old into the pros as a quarterback?
Where did he go to school?
BYU, but then after that, he went off to a...
Did his missions.
Do mission service at BYU. Your age don't stop. Right?
So that's why he was 26. Saints picked him off of waivers.
I think he's a quarterback. I think he's a Tim Tebow.
I mean, that's fine. I'm not going. You know, you can have your opinion, but I'm just telling you what the young man was.
That's what y'all trying to make him a quarterback. He's not a quarterback.
It's not us that's trying to make him. It's the New Orleans Saints that's trying to make him. I mean, that's the position he played at BYU. That's the position he played when he was at Green Bay, and that's the position he has played with the New Orleans Saints. Now, he has played other positions with the New Orleans Saints, but, I mean, that's what the young man plays.
On your opinion, do you think he's reading the defense to call an audible? If Sean gave him a play, do you think he could call an audible?
I have seen him check the calls when Sean gives him a play. I also know that he may not have the authority to check out of some plays as well. And that was no different from Drew Brees or Jameis Winston as well.
Okay. Yeah, we wanted to know, because I have my four sisters in the other room. We celebrate one of them's birthday, and we all discussed how long we're going to be down without a quarterback this coming year.
Well, they got to figure it out, and happy birthday to the family. But I agree 100%. They got to figure it out. They got to figure out the quarterback position, period.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Frank. And happy birthday to the member who's in the other room. We appreciate it.
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline, happy birthday to you. Thank you, Frank. Thanks for the call. I mean, it's January 14th? Is it the 14th?
Yes.
Yeah.
That question is going to be asked, I don't know, 20 times a day until training camp. I'm not, and you know, the whole quarterback room situation. You know, it's not going to be decided now unless they go out in the free agent market and pull some magic out, and there's a new quarterback here. This is a question we're going to be dealing with for a while.
It's one that they've got to figure out what the short-term and long-term answer is as far as the quarterback position is concerned. And so whether that guy is on the roster now or, you know, whether you talk about drafting a guy or whether you're talking about, you know, free agency or trade. But that's the position that they've got to – that's the position that they've got to get it figured out.
Thanks for the phone call, Frank. And so – we're going to take a break here in a little bit, come back with Mike Lombardi. So keep it right here. Fans and the Pros, we get some text questions. The Saints should send Detroit a fourth-round draft pick and grab Jared Goff. We got some Michael Thomas questions. Get to them all, but first let's step aside. Fans and the Pros, WBL.com and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, fans and the Pros. The talking text line, 504-260-1870, is imploding right now. Everybody just stand down, take a break. We're going to get to you, get to some of those questions. But first, joining the show is Odyssey NFL insider Michael Lombardi. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. You can also hear Michael on GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast available on the Odyssey app. Michael, you're on with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me.
So as we learned, as Saints broadcast booth partners, and as you already well know, in the NFL, you cannot depend on anybody but yourselves. Don't put yourselves in that position because you will get let down. Take care of your own business, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, look, it's a, you know, it's not a playoff season for the Saints, but it's a fabulous season. I think it's one of Sean Payton's greatest coaching jobs to endure the hurricane relocation to start the season, to then, you know, lose your starting quarterback, go through four quarterbacks, have a myriad of problems, and still win nine games. It's a marvel to me what he was able to do, especially Kamara missed games. So not having Michael Thomas, I think it's really good. You know, some of the nine-win seasons by some of these coaches, like Sean. Belichick's 7 wins last year was amazing. I think it's a tribute, even though it doesn't get enough recognition.
Mike, when you look at overall, we know that this team, you know, has to do some things with the salary cap, and it's nothing nearly what they had to do last year. But, you know, what are a couple positions that you look at that, you know, they have to be able to figure out, not only from a short-term standpoint, but long-term, figure out what the answer is there?
Well, I think they certainly have to get the quarterback situation figured out, right? I know they signed Taysom to an extension, but, you know, Taysom has a hard time staying healthy. You know, past performance predicts future achievement. One of the reasons he wasn't drafted, it wasn't because he didn't play good at BYU, it was because he always seemed to be hurt. You know, and then he went to Green Bay, got hurt there, and, you know, and now he's had a hard time staying on the field in a different role, you know, and so that's a concern. You know, it starts at quarterback. I mean, the one thing I think Mickey Loomis and Sean have done in their tenure there in New Orleans is keep the focus on the areas that matter the most, quarterback, offensive and defensive linemen. You can't stray from that. That's the essence of the game. That's who wins, that's who loses. Whoever can control both lines will win games. So I think that's really where you start the program.
Do you think this team will be, and this is an opinion, will be in some type of, they can get the cap space or, you know, in position for hypothetically an Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson or player X to be named later? Or do you think perhaps, just based on what you've seen, that player is already on this team?
No, I don't think they have the guy on their team, and I think it would be false hope to think you're going to get Aaron Rodgers with their cap situation. I think it would be false hope to think that Seattle's going to get – I mean, who's going to play quarterback for Seattle? You know, like, they don't have one either. There's no backup. Geno Smith was the backup there this year. So, you know, to me, I really think at some point Sean and Mickey have to sit in a room and say to themselves, look, we might have to bite the bullet, but we need to rebuild this thing. We need to tear it down and forget about trying to use the credit card to go from 1 year to the next year and just get our cap in order for 1 year, have a program, rebuild it, and then start from ground floor. And I know Saints fans don't want to hear that, but they have been so close, you know, to reaching their final destination. And unfortunately, the last 4 years, they haven't been able to. But I do think the time has come to an end. The time's going to come to an end out in Los Angeles because they're on the credit card program too. But at some point, you got to swallow hard and pay the piper, and I think next year might be the time to do it.
I don't think Saints fans definitely don't want to hear that, Mike. That is not the talk that they want to hear in New Orleans. And so, you know, we know there's a couple of maneuvers that they can kind of obviously use to be able to get up under the cap without really releasing anybody. But also, when you look at it, I think the biggest question mark for myself outside of the quarterback position is the left tackle position with Teron Armstead, and then what do you do with Marcus Williams, as well as, you know, Michael Thomas, is his future, is it here in New Orleans, or do you try to move on there?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, you got to look at the cap implications. If you trade him, what does that cost? You know, the value that he brings to the table, certainly, you know, the way they get him the football, the way he has been a great receiver for them. And so, you know, these are all considerations. What direction are we going? You know, that's why for me, you know, I think you need to kind of think long term here. I think if you continue to think short term, I'm not saying you're going to lose games next year. I'm just saying I think you need to kind of build a foundation that you can have the cap room and the flexibility to compete in the next level. Because right now, you know, you don't have a quarterback. And until you get a quarterback, and the greatest thing you have going for you is you have a guy that can coach quarterbacks, which is rare. Bill Walsh often said very few people can evaluate the quarterback and even fewer can coach him. And so you have a guy that can do both. And that gives you an advantage. And so you just got to find – he's going to have to find a guy that he can build with. Is it Ian Book? I don't know. But I do think they need that.
What about Jameis? I mean, what do you – I mean, you've been in the room. You've been, you know, making these kind of decisions. Have we seen enough?
I don't know if we've seen enough. Certainly he's enticing to bring back. I think there's no doubt. I think a lot of it is going to come down to, you know, what is the cap? You know, and where you're going and what you want to do and what his salary is. I think you could certainly get him back, and I think he's somebody to work with. I think it's certainly – there is definitely an option for next year.
So that people don't say – when I say, have we seen enough, like, have we seen enough, let's let him go, I'm saying, have we seen enough of a body of a resume? That's what I mean when I say that.
Yeah. I mean, you have there's certainly enough documentation on Jameis. However, that being said, we haven't seen enough of him with Sean.
Right.
And I think that's the difference, you know. And I think that's really where you need to see more of him, because you know Sean coaches better quarterbacks than anybody. I mean, he's one of the best quarterback coaches. He's going to get the best out of everybody. And I think that, you know, certainly if Jameis can come back and he's healthy, I think he will improve. And he could be the short-term option. There's no doubt.
Mike, just a couple questions more for you. This weekend, obviously, we know it's kind of a super wild card weekend. What's a couple teams that you really like or that you're intrigued with this weekend as far as some of the matchups that we have?
Oh, well, I think Cincinnati's, you know, their offense has been way more explosive the last couple of weeks. They played the Raiders once before. You know, they had the ball 70 plays. They had it 36 minutes in the game. They dominated, but they didn't dominate the score. And, you know, they ran away with the game 33. I think it was 33-16. But it was a close game. I think they're a better team now. The Raiders have been very fortunate. I mean, what team has won 4 overtime games and survives? I mean, that's a hard thing to do, right? And I just think the Bengals can throw the ball on this Raiders secondary, and I think they can make plays. The other game, I mean, I can't wait to watch, is the 49ers and the Cowboys. I mean, you know, I was a 49er once in my first job in the NFL. And, you know, I the franchise, to see those two uniforms go against one another, for me, is a lot of fun. And I think it'll be a fun game. I think it'll be a back-and-forth game. I think it's two offenses that can put the ball in the end zone. And I'm excited to watch that. And my son works for the Patriots, so obviously I'll be nervous about that.
Of the coaches' openings that are out there, what's the best situation? Who has the best situation for a coach to walk into? And there's Texans, Giants, Dolphins, Bears, Vikings, Broncos, Jaguars, Raiders. Who's got the best situation?
Well, I think the Raiders could be the best because the owner's going to leave you alone and let you do what you want to do, right? And I think that's always important. And then I think Denver. I mean, Denver hired a football guy in George Payton, and they're going to let George kind of run the team. And they're not looking to find, you know, they don't have a bunch of accountants and a bunch of, you know, analytical people in the meeting room trying to decide things that are going to happen. So, you know, really it's about who's helping you make the football decisions. If it's football people, great. If it's people that are just want an opinion and don't really understand it, then it becomes hard. And I think we're seeing more of that. That's why, you know, I hate to keep quoting Coach Walsh here, but the reality of it is, you know, he often said we're only competing against 8 because he felt like a lot of teams were just working with people that didn't know what they were doing.
You talked about the Niners Cowboys. That is the Sunday mid-afternoon. There's 3 on Sunday, 2 on Saturday, then the Monday nighter is, I mean, I assume the Cowboys are clearly favorites, 12-5 against 10-7. Is there kind of an upset special that you got your eye on this weekend?
Well, you know, this weekend the underdogs do really well when you look at the line and you look at the teams. I think certainly you could, you know, any one of these games with the exception of Pittsburgh, I think you could easily say that the other team can win. I mean, I think it's a back-and-forth type situation. Arizona could easily ruin the Cardinals' season. It could ruin the Rams' season if they're able to win out there, and I think they really can. So, you know, I feel like, to me, the upset special, I know Dallas is the favorite, but everybody thinks the 49ers are going to win. That's kind of the team that I think will happen.
Well, Mike, we appreciate your time. Nobody in New Orleans will be too upset if the Cardinals knock out the Rams. So we appreciate that. Thanks for your time again, and continued success, and we look forward to hearing you on the Odyssey app. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
That was Michael Lombardi, who is on the Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Michael on GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast available on the Odyssey app. Going to step aside here on Fans and the Pros. Mike Cost, Deuce McAllister, WWL, AM and FM, and the Odyssey app, and WWL.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back, fans and the pros. Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. Kiss bringing us back as we continue on. One of the things I did want to mention that we talked about him earlier, and that's JT Gray being named as a All-Pro special team or first team. He's going to call in tonight, so we'll have him on the show later this evening at 7:30. Jacques Doucette talking LSU women's and men's basketball at 6:10. And Ron Hunter, Tulane's men's basketball coach, at 6:30. They've played very well of late since they had some games canceled because of COVID. I think they've won four of their last five. I'm not looking at it directly, but we'll find out from Ron Hunter. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, Alexander. And I know, you know, they had the first ever win over Wichita State, the Shockers. And so,
on the road, won by a point.
Yeah, I mean, so they're rocking and rolling.
Looking forward to that. But now let's talk to James and Jefferson, and let's talk a little Saints. James, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. I like Lombardi. I'm used to hearing him when I'm in Maryland. When it comes to the Saints. I know we're a little bit, we're going to be above the cap again, but not nearly as bad as it was last year. I think we can keep all the guys with this Harley guy working with us to keep all the guys we need. I'm hoping we can keep Marcus Williams. I think Armstead is kind of 50-50. But the reason why I say this is because I know the quarterback is going to be an issue at the position. I don't know if we really can afford to pay for 3 weeks for a 33-year-old, as much as I like Russell Wilson, 33 years old. They want 3 first-round picks for him. I think the guy that we're banking on maybe might be Jimmy G, but this weekend I think his stock is going to go up. The other guy I think will be Derek Carr. He may be available. But the guy that I really want you guys' opinion on is, I think it all starts at Miami with the quarterback position for us. Does Miami really want to go jump back into the sweepstakes for Deshaun Watson? If that's the case, then you got a 23-year-old quarterback under a rookie contract and Tua. Why not give up Michael Thomas and get Tua and a wide receiver over there? Keep our picks and move forward. What you guys thoughts on that?
So what wide receiver they going to give you?
Well, any wide receiver. I mean, we're still going to draft a wide receiver, but, you know, whoever there is a decent wide receiver that will break with Tua, but we still got to draft the wide receiver. We still have to draft offense. We still got to need an offensive lineman, in my opinion. But I'm just saying that Tua is 23 years old, 70% passer rating. I mean, we could do a hell of a lot worse. And by the way, I think some guy was talking about Taysom. I really like Taysom, but I mean, anyways.
Yeah, but what are you gonna give up? I mean, they're not just gonna say, all right, we'll take Michael Thomas and we'll give you Tua and one of our wide receivers.
Well, listen, they're trying to dump Tua if they're gonna get Deshaun Watson. They can't keep them both. And Deshaun Watson's sweepstake is live and running right now.
Yeah, it's live and running. I mean, but even if they're trying to dump Tua, they ain't gonna dump him for free. You just said that he was on a rookie contract that's not really gonna hurt him.
Right, but don't you think they would want Michael Thomas?
They might want Michael Thomas, but I think that they're gonna want your first rounder as well.
It gets complicated, doesn't it?
Maybe you're right, Deuce. Maybe you're right, but I don't think around the league Tua's name is highly rated like that anymore. And that's more so the coach that they fired than anything he did on the field, in my opinion.
So why would they want Mike Thomas? When's the last time Mike T played?
At all this past season, you're right about that. But I do believe that he's better than any player that they got on their team. I mean, if they give him a checkout, and see if he's healthy. I know last season before Baltimore, I don't know how that panned out, but I mean, you know, Michael Thomas' name ain't dirt around the NFL. I'm sure, you know, that he's worth something.
I agree with you. I was just asking, though. We're good. I was just asking. You know, it's the same questions that they're going to ask. So I was just asking. I just wanted your opinion. So I his name is definitely not dirt. I definitely think he's still a heck of a player. And, you know, in a perfect world, I would prefer to have him here than trading him away.
Really? Even all the stuff that he's done?
Man, I'm not worried about that. I'm looking for good football players.
Okay. Well, he's 29. And we need a quarterback. I'm thinking that what we can afford is still keep our players. I think a 23-year-old that threw for 70% passer rating is fairly decent. And plus, he's a lefty. So you got Ram at right tackle. I mean, I'd like to give him a go. I kind of think he plays the most like Drew. I'm not saying he's nowhere near like Drew, but he plays the most like Drew with the quick decisions, quick pass, and stuff like that, as opposed to Jameis, who, doesn't play like Drew, but, I mean, it really depends on what Sean wants. You know, does he want a passing guy? If that's the case, then I think he'll go back out to Winston. But, I mean, I think having Rodgers or the guy from Seattle who I really like, I think they're going to cost a lot more than we should be willing to give. That's all I'm saying.
All right, James. Appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you. And, you know, who? Troy from Franklinton. Welcome to the show. We're going to join the quarterback conversation. You there, Troy?
Yes, sir, I am.
Sorry about that. You wanted to join the quarterback conversation?
Yes, I do. Of course, everybody's got their opinion, and I got mine, of course. I think that they need to stay with the two guys they got, draft, and you know, do a good job of drafting and then pick up a couple free agents. But I really wanted to know, you know, Deuce has got his opinion. What you think about it, Deuce? What you think they should do?
As far as what? Quarterback?
Or no, just rebuilding the team and what you think they're going to do for next year. The whole gamut. I mean, I know there's quarterback's one, but you know, their line's terrible. Of course, they could use the running back. And listen, everybody gets on Michael Thomas.
What makes the line terrible?
I just think that they got a lot of missed blocks, not only with the communication. I mean, you know, the quarterback back there, he getting hit all the time. And I know they hurt some people hurt, but I mean, you know, Armstead, you know, they're getting a little long in the tooth. We need to use them big draft choices for some big linemen. I'd sure like to get that defensive lineman out of Georgia.
Davis?
Yeah, big Davis.
You would
Mark
be
that middle up.
No.
No? No? Well, if they show him in the projection about somewhere around 20 or so, 22, 23, something like that.
Well, let him go. Don't mess with him.
Let him go, okay? All right, what you think the plan is for next year? That's my question.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the call. I mean, as far as the plan, not a problem. I mean, when you look at it overall, I think that, you know, one of the first things you have to figure out is, you know, what do you do with Marcus Williams? You know, I think also when you talk about defensively, you have your own free agents that you want to kind of take care of as well. And you talk about, you know, obviously Armstead, I think Armstead is going to be able to get paid, and then, you know, I just don't think the Saints are going to be able to match any deal that he gets, and that's just, you know, that's just being honest, whether you think he's older than the tooth or whatever it is. He's a talented player. I mean, and the only knock that you can have against him is he's not available for all 16 games, 17 games, whatever it is, and so I think at the end of the day, you know, you have to find a long-term answer there, and I'm not 100% sold on drafting a guy, and then you talk about the offensive line. The offensive line didn't play as well as it has in the past, but I don't think the offensive line is terrible. You know, I don't think that you have to go out and get a guy in the first round as far as an offensive lineman. I think that you need to have a long-term plan for Cesar Ruiz. I think next year is, I don't want to call it a make or break, but he's got to have a bounce back year. You know, and if you're settled on him at right guard, he's got to show up. He's got to show up, you know, for Pete as well. I mean, Pete's got to have a bounce back year. He was hurt, you know, and when he was in, he was up and down as far as his play was concerned. We know with Ramczyk over at the right tackle, I don't think James Hurst got enough positive love for the job that he did playing left tackle, right tackle, and probably even a little bit of left guard for you. That's tough. That's tough. And then I know that they're high on Throckmorton. Throckmorton played really well at that left guard position. And then Landon Young, he only got one game in, but, you know, I think he played well. But overall, you know, you've got to figure out what you're going to do at the safety position. You've got to figure out what you're going to do over at the left tackle position. And then, obviously, you know, you talk about quarterback. And then after that, it's injecting some youth at some of those other positions.
Got to step aside, take a break. More calls coming up just a bit here on Fans and the Pros, WWL. Welcome back, Fans and the Pros. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. Deuce, if we this will take care of a chunk. And you've answered a little bit of questions on the talk and text line and conversations that we're having. And that is Mike Thomas the wild card? Is he, in your mind, definitely back? Is he possible trade material? In our world of the fan and looking in, even for what we see from this team, we don't know, right? Gets hurt, little rough start to training camp. Then he kind of did some social media. But then we see him at the Baltimore game and feel like everything's fine. And then it's basically radio silence for 4 months.
Unless they want to blow up their cap situation.
Right.
You can't do it.
Right.
I mean, you can do it, but you could hurt yourself from a cap implication situation as well.
Meaning they could trade him, it would take his salary, but you're still liable for
the upfront money. Well, the upfront money, but also your salary cap. The salary cap hit would be enormous. Right. I'll put it that way. So, I mean, the best thing for the Saints and Mike T, if there is, and then there's, I mean, because a lot of this is speculation.
I totally agree. That's what I'm saying. We have no choice but to speculate.
I mean, and so that a lot of it is speculation just because, you know, Sean hadn't said anything. You know, you had Mike T saying something early on.
Dude, that was August.
Yeah, I mean, but outside of that, he hadn't said anything.
I know.
And then people, they don't see him. So, oh, he wants out. We need to trade him. You think you got some cap problems right now. If you trade him, you're going to definitely have some cap problems.
Now, we talked about this earlier. The Saints are right now like $61 million over, which is better than last year, but still 32nd in the league. But you are not as worried about that as most.
No.
Because of?
Convert Lattimore.
There's Lattimore, Kamara.
Convert AK. And then there's Ryan Ramczyk. You convert those three, you can do what you want to do. I mean, but that's just to get up under the cap.
Right.
Now, there's a couple other players that you know that are in the vision, or you know for the next 2 years, 3 years that you want, they will be a part of this team. You could do the same thing with them, and you could probably create another $25 million to go out there and play and spend and do whatever you want to do, you know, to get a player, the player, any player that you want.
And it also, just quickly, a Ramczyk, Lattimore, and Kamara, this is going to benefit them. It's going to put more – it'll extend their contract, but put more money in their pocket now.
I mean, it extends it, but it's I don't want to call it dummy years and stuff.
Yeah.
No,
it's more money up front now.
It helps the player.
Right.
Because it's pay me more now.
Right.
So I flip it. I mean, but the player, I don't want to say they don't care. They care if they get more money right now, but those guys anyway –
couldn't spend
anything. They're not going anyway next year anyway. They're right. Not going anywhere in the next 3 years.
Right.
So,
all right, got to take a quick break. We got some calls on the line. We'll get to you at the top of the hour, really, after the news. Just keep it here. Fans and the Pros, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. The news is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.